All right, it is time for the Fort Knox update. We got Colonel Chris Ritchie here. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Do you keep track of the books that you read?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Okay.
Now, dumb question. Do you mostly read things that are because you have to because of your career, or do you do any pleasure reading at all?
So, pleasure reading for me, history. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of alignment between job, you know, because not to argue with other historians, but it's kind of hard not to have history without military history.
Right.
Humans like war. So.
Well, and, you know, a large part of why we are who we are is because of conflict.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, dumb question, is there a specific era of war or history that you prefer, not counting World War II?
Yeah, so actually I got really big into the Korean War when I was doing my master's in military history. I kind of focused on that conflict.
Yeah.
And specifically the U.S. military advisory effort to the South Koreans before the Korean conflict kicked off and then after. So I got pretty niche into a piece of the conflict.
I think out of all of our eras of conflict, I personally know the least about that one because I have family and people I know that were in Vietnam. And then, of course, World War II, you can't get away from it if you know anything about history. So,
no, it's pretty neat when you look post-World War II as we were establishing kind of that bipolar world. You know, the Korean conflict was kind of the first test of the United Nations and kind of the Western way of life following World War II.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on at Fort Knox.
Wow, we went really dweeby for a second.
That was cool, though.
All right.
I mean, I appreciated it.
So a little less dweeby. We're going to talk about the Houston Bowling Center is going to be hosting a March Madness single elimination tournament starting at 1 p.m. this Saturday. It's a sanctioned tournament open to all adult members of the United States Bowling Congress. USBC rules and handicaps apply. The top eight bowlers are going to receive cash prizes. The entry fee is $50 per bowler. For more information, to register for a complete list of rules, visit the FMWR website.
All right, and it's time to start talking about golf. Kyle Toomey, tell us about golf.
Yeah, so I can definitely tell people have been chomping at the bit with this great weather we have coming out because this is the most amount of people I've had for this tournament since I've been at Lindsay Golf Course 6 years. So
Wow.
We're already at 60 people for our polar bear coming up this weekend. Originally, it was supposed to start at 10, but with the amount of people, we're actually moving it up to 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's open to the public, $55 per person. Come on out. Course is in great shape. We're going to have great food by Bluegrass Meats and Catering, which, you know, they opened up that shop in E-Town.
Yeah.
And they're still there at Lindsay Golf Course. So, you know, come down. We got he's doing a smoked chili for the tournament this weekend. But again, come on out. Give us a call, 502-624-2717, and start the year off right with a great tournament at Lindsay Golf Course.
Okay,
right.
Dumb question. I've not ever played golf, but I know a few things about it. I'm guessing on post, it is not a shotgun start.
No, so this one, no. Well, we do shotgun starts a lot for our scrambles.
Really?
Unfortunately for this one has to be a tee time event just because of the format. The format is a scramble format, but also alternate shots. So it really tests your you and your partner's how much you guys like each other when it comes to that alternate shot on the back nine. So, again, it's going to be a great event. Hopefully we see some more people out there.
All righty. And Easter Sunday.
So our Sabre and Quill Catering and Conference Center is hosting its annual Easter brunch on Sunday, March 31st. There are seatings available every half hour from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This popular event features a traditional buffet, including a wide selection of breakfast and lunch items, including the fan-favorite omelet and dessert stations. Vegan and vegetarian options are also available upon request. We truly have something for everyone. This event's open to the public, and reservations are required. Seating is limited, and guests are encouraged to make their reservations early. For more information, to include prices and to make a reservation, visit the FMWR website.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for the Fort Knox update, and we are Quixie 98.3.